Could you tell me why you decided to go into this practice?
Because the problem of homosexualism started to be a problem in Serbia, especially last year when some people wanted to organize a gay parade. And I saw, because I have an Institute for Natural Medicine, I'm a director of this institute, I saw that there are centers for healing homosexualism in United States, in Israel also. And because the problem of homosexualism started to be in Serbia also, I opened it as a branch of my Institute of Natural Medicine, Center for Healing Homosexualism, of Treating Homosexualism.
What's your training and your background?
Main causes of modern diseases in modern world are bad habits. For example, main cause of modern diseases and death is junk food. Second one is smoking tobacco. And third one is drinking alcohol. These three causes are cause approximately almost 80% of all diseases. And homosexualism, as this diseases, are caused by bad habits. People can will somebody be attracted to same sex person or a heterosexual person or to kids or to animals? You know that there are such kind of practices in modern world. This is something people started to work in their head. This is the state of mind. So there is a physical detoxification and there is a spiritual, mental detoxification. It is very important. Like same situation in medicine, homosexuals are in same group with prostitutes and drug users.
In what sense?
In sense, for example, in the kind of habits, in kind of crimes. In a student of criminology have exam social pathology, and in this exam they learn what kind of crimes they can expect in some problematic populations, like prostitutions, like drug users, like alcoholics, like homosexuals. And what is very symptomatic for homosexuals, also for drug users and prostitutions, is very terrible massacres in crimes. For example, they kill their victims with 35 or 36 bits of knife, etc., etc. And this is very usual for such group of population, of such group of people, like homosexuals, prostitutions, and drug users. There are other characteristics of these groups which is very interested that we put such group of population in some group of pathology.
Is there evidence for this?
Yes, of course. You can see
gay people.
Yes, the main organization for collecting information about homosexuals and is United States Family Research Institute. You can check on website. There are many scientific reports about that. Most of them are or were some 30 years ago, because now situation is changed, because American Psychiatric Association and World Health Organization moved homosexualism from the list of diseases. Mm.
So what's your medical background that qualifies you to treat this?
I finished I have bachelor of science in natural medicine. I finished in American International Institute of Regional Medicine. So there are physicians.
What's the name of that institute? International
Institute of Regional Medicine.
Regional Medicine. Where is that located?
There in the United States, in state of Maryland.
And that's where you trained?
Yes. Okay. I was in many centers, especially in United States, because in United States this kind of medicine, natural medicine, is developed in higher level, and there.
This is like homeopathy.
This is natural medicine. This is the treatment that we wants to solve the problem of cause of illness, not to treat symptoms. So okay. What is the cause of this problem? The cause is this. We attack on the problem. And clinics, natural clinics in natural medicine, we call lifestyle centers. In these lifestyle centers, we educate people, patients, to accept good habits and reject bad habits. And when they change their lifestyle, there is no illness we cannot cure. So there is a sentence in natural medicine: there is no incurable diseases. There are only incurable people who don't want to change their bad habits.
So can you cure cancer?
Of course. We have many cases of cancer you can see in our website.
Mm-hmm. Did they train you specifically to cure homosexuality at this institute, or is that something you developed on your own?
It is nothing much specific for homosexualism. It is very important to explain to people how they should accept good habits, because thinking about bad things is some kind of addiction, like smoking tobacco or using alcohol. Because if you accept some way of living, if you repeat it many times, among your brain cells are forming chemical links, and habit and how you can change your habit. You must accept good habits and be out of addiction of bad habits. This is very simple.
So can you reveal your methods on how you treat people?
There are old methods accepted from physicians in the past, and many physicians in natural medicine using this in these methods in their lifestyle center, especially in the United States. In Europe, there are only two lifestyle centers. Now ours is third.
What sort of things? Can you tell me what sort of things are used? What sort of,
for example,
treatments or methods are used?
So, you know that in a health body should be, it can, in health body we have a health spirit. So we must detoxify body. This includes that patient accept good food, because bad food, junk food, is main cause of diseases. To drink a lot of water, about 70% of our body is water. They must reject everything what is diuretic, like alcohol, like a caffeine. They must have physical activity. Also, they must rest in appropriate time, because in 9 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., our organism produce melatonin. This is a hormone, one chemical, which make our immune system stronger and make that we are be healthier. Very. If you go to sleep in midnight or 1 a.m., you cannot rest appropriately. This is the biochemistry of our organism. Also, people must be on sun some period of time. And people must think about good things. The problem is because people accept wrong system of value, just materialism, money, and people are slaves of money, and people will accept many bad habits for money, and this is wrong thing, wrong way of thinking, and we want to explain to patients to start to think about good things, to invest in family, in friends, in to accept a good system of value.
So you don't, there's no medicine you give people, there's no...
Yes, there are some medications, but natural, like some kind of teas, because some kind of teas are good for cleaning organism, like charcoal, also enema for cleaning bowels, also using other, you know, grass from barley and other natural medications, if they are medications, because today we have that bad medical service is third main cause in modern world. For example, in the United States, more than 225,000 people every day died because of bad medical service, because of wrong medications, using wrong medications, because of side effects of medication, because unnecessary surgeries, wrong surgeries. About 90% of all surgeries, statistics says, are unnecessary, but big money is included in it. So we not use bad medication, only natural. But main factor is accept good habits and reject bad habits.
Do you have any success stories? Are there patients that you've worked with who have were homosexual and now are heterosexual?
Yes, we have patients. Many patients called us regarding problem of homosexuality, especially in last 2 weeks, because the homosexualism started to very pop. Interesting for people in Serbia, and we have successes in healing homosexualism. Many people are very satisfied with this kind of treatment.
You have been personally working with these people?
Yes, me and my friends.
Mm-hmm. Are they also trained in the same?
Yes.
How many of you are there?
Now we have 5 people working.
Do you have a clinic here, or is it not?
No, we are in the process of opening a lifestyle center in a mountain, Fruška Gora, near to Belgrade. Mm-hmm.
Do you receive money from the government, or this is completely private?
We are a non-profit corporation.
Do you need to be certified by the government in any way?
No, we are not interested in this topic. We are part of, according to law, alternative medicine.
Mm, okay. So you're not a medical doctor. You're not an MD.
Not officially. Okay. I'm Bachelor of Science in Natural Medicine.
And do you consider homosexuality or homosexualism to be a Western imposed idea, or does it exist everywhere, or who's responsible for it? Why does it exist?
Homosexualism is all the way of living we have it in Roman Empire, in Greek Empire. So homosexualism is a problem in societies where moral laws are very low.
Mm-hmm.
And this is situation in Western countries, because in Western countries the most important thing is money. And this is the problem. People, because of money, will accept any kind of habits if they will... allow them to accept to reach money, and this is the problem.
Do you think the parade should have been allowed to happen yesterday? Do you think that they had a legal right to hold their parade, the gay parade?
According to Serbian law, they have right to organize parade, according to Serbian law, because first sentence of Serbian law says that Serbia is a secular country.
And do you agree with that?
I don't like such kind of society mm-hmm. like a democracy, because if one society is secular, this means that there is no God. You can believe in God, but there is no God, and this implication of that is that there is no absolutely moral criterias. And we can vote what is law, what is science, what is not science. You know that homosexualism started to be something natural, something normal, when scientists voted and decided that homosexualism is not disease, although 30 years ago it was disease. So we cannot vote in science, but in democracy we can vote and we can legalize any kind of destructive way of living. So now we have that bad junk food, tobacco, and alcohol poisons are legalized,
right.
And we are going to be to legalize marijuana, homosexualism, etc., etc. And there is no end, and this destruction of one society. So I wrote a book, Basics of Theocracy. To explain that this world was created and there are laws, natural laws, we should live according to them in order we want to be healthy and in order that we have a health society, not ruling of church. but they are natural laws created by creator, you know. And we should see according to science what are these laws, and we should live according to these laws.
So what sort of government system do you want? A theocracy, or is that
theocracy according to Moses' law given in Holy Scripture?
And who would rule in this government?
There is no government. There is a creator is a governor or king of this society, of this state, and he gives laws to people, and there are judges who implementing these laws.
According, how do you find the king and the judge?
If you read the Bible, 3,500 years ago, during the Moses, Joshua Ben Nun,
yes,
there was a theocracy.
Right.
We have theocracy during the King Dusan in Serbia, where religious people lead the country, and moral laws according to the Bible were accepted in this country, Serbia country. And in the time of King Dusan, Serbia was the biggest state in Serbian history.
So we need to find a king for Serbia and for every country. Is that ideally is what?
Okay, but monarchy is not theocracy.
Right.
It can be because. You know, Israeli people said we want to have a king as other nations have. We don't want that God will be king, and they established a king in this day. But this is not theocracy in his prime conditions. You know, the theocracy is where Creator gave us laws, and we should accept these laws. We can have a first judge, or like a Moses, and there are other judges among 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, according to the Moses law. This is the theocracy, and this is a philosophy of all monotheistic religions. Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, because all they are based of Moses' law, on Torah.
Is there a lot of support for this idea here?
Israel?
No, for this sort of system of government that you're proposing.
There are people who want to live in Serbia according to moral laws. And
yes,
this is the problem we have in Serbia, because somebody from out of Serbia want to press us to live according to some laws we don't like.
Right.
And we want to live according to moral laws. Many people don't have a clear picture what is moral laws, but they have very good, I think much better than people in Western world, what is moral, what is not, because we have strong tradition in Serbia.
Right.
You know?
So you say you want the country to be ruled by moral laws. Does that mean that you believe that homosexuals who don't change should be executed?
Look, according to according to the laws God, Creator gave us in Torah, in Moses' book, there is a if somebody spread death, it must accept consequences according to his way of life. Mm-hmm. If you deal drugs,
yes,
you should be. If you deal death, you must be executed. Now we cannot execute homosexuals because many people don't know what homosexualism is. But in theocracy, all people should know what is disease, what is not disease, what is tobacco, what is junk food. Many people don't know. Also, many people don't know what is homosexualism.
Mm.
And when you inform people about homosexualism, that this is the very terrible way of living, this is the if you see evidence that this is the terrible disease, people, then you can, when you inform people in first step, in second step, you can call all people to heal from their disease.
What if they don't heal?
If they don't heal, they could go out of the state, but they could not spread that in the country.
So you would kick them out of the country if they refuse?
We will ask them, please change their way of life.
Yes.
Don't spread death in right. our country or go out from the country. Mm-hmm. They say, no, we think that this is good,
yes.
and there will be problem with the law.
And the punishment is, or the consequence?
Consequence, God says what is consequence for people who spread death.
Mm-hmm. Is death.
Death, absolutely.
Okay.
This is not my law. This is Creator's law.
Right. How are you getting? Do you think this is a popular idea in Serbia? Do you have people supporting your clinic?
Yes, there are many people who supported such kind of who supported the theocracy. You know that almost 90% of people in Serbia are religious
yes.
in traditional way, and you see that there is a big antagonism of yes. Serbian people against homosexualism.
And when does the clinic open?
I hope in the spring next year.
In the spring. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.